This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Red Lobster, if you'll pardon the tortured metaphor, is getting tossed overboard. Parent company Darden Restaurants is going to sell the seafood chain for about $2 billion. Investors, hedge fund investors to be precise, have been pressuring Darden to sell for months now, and one of them released a statement saying Darden should have sold Olive Garden, too, because it seems the casual dining business ain't all that it used to be. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
Red Lobster and its casual dining cousins are in a tough time, says Dan Henkes. He's with the food industry consulting group Technomic.
There's two things. I mean, it's certainly getting squeezed at the higher end by, you know, more of a polished casual, as we would call it.
Think Cheesecake Factory.
And then at the lower end, you've got a extremely high-quality, upscale fast food segment that we call fast casual. So you think Panera's, Chipotle's.
Harry Balzer watches consumer behavior around food for NPD. He says Panera and Chipotle give consumers two things.
It's time and money. Save me time, save me money. And this country has been under pressure for its income for a number of years now. One way we've been able to save money is just don't use restaurants as often. And yet there's all these new restaurants that are opening up, and every time they open the door, someone loses business because the market is not expanding.
Casual dining spots like Red Lobster lose on both counts, time and money. Alex Suskind teaches at Cornell's Hospitality School. The average check at a Red Lobster is about twice as much as Chipotle, and the time you spend there is more than twice as much, 45 minutes to an hour. Even for family dining, that's a stretch.
When I go out with my family, I have two young kids, if we could get out in 35 minutes, it's better.
Olive Garden has the same problem, but he says Red Lobster has an additional burden, demographics.
It's still perceived as a restaurant that your grandma went to.
Even attempts to update the decor, like putting the bar front and center, haven't helped with that. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.